This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. A student at California State University, Los Angeles, was detained by federal immigration authorities last week, prompting a major outcry from her friends, colleagues, and community. 22-year-old Claudia Rueda is a well-known immigrant rights activist whose mother was taken into custody just days earlier as part of a drug-related sweep. Activists are claiming that Rueda's arrest was in retaliation for her political work. Over the past weekend, Rueda's fellow students held vigils and protested her detention at their commencement ceremony. Under Donald Trump's administration, arrests of immigrants with no criminal convictions have soared. My guest is Maisha Arellano. She is a member of the Immigrant Youth Coalition San Fernando Valley, former member of the Immigrant Youth Coalition LA, where she worked with Claudia. Welcome to the program, Maisha.
Good morning, Sonali.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, before we get into what happened to Claudia, give our audience a sense of who she is and the political work that she has been involved in, what she means to you and your colleagues.
Claudia she's an amazing friend, an amazing organizer. She actually became part of the Immigrant Youth Coalition around the time when it was formed, when we had our first youth empowerment summit. She right away connected with the work and right away began organizing while she was in high school. And she's been organizing ever since high school, and then continued working in UC Santa Cruz, and now that she was back in LA, she continued organizing. So, you know, like for me, she's a friend, but she's also somebody that has done incredible work, especially to connect with other youth like her. She even went on to organize the future youth empowerment summits where we found her. So she's incredible. She's very kind. That's the reason why we're all just so hurt by this, because she's an incredible part of our organization.
Now, tell us a little bit about her status. Was she registered with DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals? What was the situation? Under what justification has ICE arrested her?
See, honestly, it's really the excuse of the bust, and there's really no reason why she should be there. She's eligible for DACA. She hadn't applied because she was having financial problems.
I understand she was saving up for the fees to register.
Yes.
With DACA.
Yes, it's really difficult for a student, especially an undocumented student, to come up with $500. And yeah. I know she also wanted to see an attorney, which is another extra, at least $500. So, you know, this is the reason why, but she's eligible. She still shouldn't be in there. Even if she didn't apply, she shouldn't be in there because she is eligible.
What were the circumstances of her arrest? Where was she? Was she by herself? Do you have a sense? Because we've been hearing reports of ICE agents stalking undocumented people, surveilling them, going to their place of work, even going to courts while they're trying to get legal representation. So what do you know of where Claudia was when she was arrested and how she was arrested?
She was at a family member's house, and there was word that Border Patrol, it actually wasn't ICE, it was Border Patrol. Yeah, they were around in, I believe it was East LA, and she was actually
moving. A
little
far from the border.
Very far, very far. And she was moving a car because of street cleaning. She was moving the family's car, so everybody locked themselves in, and I guess they didn't realize that Claudia was outside moving the car. and she disappeared for hours. And it's honestly a kidnapping because nobody knew, her friends or her family. They just didn't know where Claudia was for hours until they figured out that she was detained by Border Patrol in San Isidro.
So she was just picked up. She didn't get a chance to warn people what was happening to her. She was alone when it happened. That must have been very frightening for her. How did you find out she was in San Isidro? Did she get a chance to call family and friends?
Yes, there has been a group of fellow organizers in San Diego. So I know they've been in contact with her, also her attorneys. But I actually learned through Facebook. I just came back from work, and I just saw that my friend was detained.
It sounds like she was just disappeared, which is terrifying.
Yeah, it is, especially after her mom was released. You know, they went through so much to get her released.
Let's talk about that context of it. So her mother had been caught up as part of a drug-related sweep. And Claudia, of course, spoke out about her mother. Tell us about what happened with Claudia's mother's situation before Claudia's arrest.
It's really all an excuse. Whether it's ICE, whether it's Border Patrol, they come up with this like operation excuses where they say they're there for, you know, whatever reason, which they're really lies. And unfortunately, people don't question it. Media, usually like the mainstream media, don't question to see how many of the people that they pick up are really related to anything, that any operation that they claim they were there for. So all of this, like, drug bust, it's really completely unrelated, because even when Claudia was picked up, there were other people picked up with her that were not part of her family, part of any operation. They seriously just picked up anybody that was around. So
there was a drug-related sweep that took place earlier, during which Claudia's mother, Teresa, was arrested as well, even though she apparently had nothing to do with anything drug-related, but her husband did?
I mean, Teresa is not in jail. She was in detention center because it's obvious that she had nothing to do with it.
So her husband was arrested for drug possession, and she was taken into immigrant detention.
Correct, but they never had a warrant for her. A warrant for Claudia, not a warrant for any of the other people they took.
And then Claudia led protests against her mother's detention, and her mother has been released?
Yes, her mother was detained for a couple of weeks, and she just got released last week, like 2 days before Mother's Day. They came back for Claudia and to target the rest of the family, since she was at a family member's home. They're targeting her family directly, still under this excuse. And it's not only her family, like I said, it was people that live around, neighbors, anyone once they're there, they just pick up people without a warrant, without any like reason to pick up people, not anyone specific at least.
So do you feel that the Border Patrol agents identified Claudia from the protests that she led against her mother and sort of possibly surveilled her, knew where to find her and arrested her based on that, or took her into custody, I should say, based on that?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do, because it's... Again, it seems like a very direct and a very direct attack, the fact that they went there to her family's home, that they picked up her specifically from a car. I'm not sure how the interaction went, but
how would they know that she was undocumented unless they had already sort of identified her from her involvement with her mother's case. And so basically, what sort of message does this send to activists? Because this basically you're being told if you speak out, if you raise your voice, you just could become targeted. So you better, you know, keep your mouth shut.
Well, they're going to do what they do regardless. Honestly, if they want organizers out of the way, is because they are looking to do more of these raids that are completely unjustified. So they're going to come anyway, and that's why we organize. We don't organize just randomly. We organize because they have been doing it. We're only protecting ourselves from what they already do. So we see it as, you know, they're going to come regardless, so let's be ready. If, for instance, Claudia's case, we are doing all this work because she joined this movement, because she joined the organization. But this is definitely not the first time it happens. This is definitely not an isolated case. And thanks to organizing, we're at least fighting, you know, we're at least exposing how unjust these rates are.
And do you feel that Claudia's mother, Teresa, might not have been freed had it not been for Claudia's activism?
I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it.
So then let's talk about what happened over the weekend as people like yourself and other colleagues, friends, fellow activists and students with Claudia, how you organized since her detention, because it seems as though the only thing that might get her freed right now is to raise awareness of her case.
Yes, we're sharing the number. We're asking people to call. First we were asking people to call Border Patrol where she was, and just to tell them that she shouldn't be in there because she's eligible for DACA. And then we started switching the campaign to ICE. But there's there were people outside of the detention center protesting. People in LA contacting their city officials, so because they can also call and advocate for her. So there are many ways, and
I understand there was a commencement related protest as well. Was it that at Cal State LA?
Yes. So her fellow students organized that too at the commencement ceremony.
Would she have graduated this year, or there was just a reason to bring up her issue?
Yeah, it's a reason to bring up her issue, and also the fact that the college should be sort of like a sanctuary, right? Like students should not be targeted in college, and that's something that I know they were also trying to advocate for, the fact that that students can feel safe in there, so that they can feel safe that they're not going to be turned in.
I understand that Cal State LA has had a response, that they've put out a letter in order to try to find out what's happening. What have they said specifically, and is it enough?
It's definitely not enough. They can do a lot more, like I said, not only for her, but for future students in making the school safer from other undocumented youth.
So they have asserted that Cal State LA has basically put out a letter to the entire university, expressing that they're concerned about what has happened. How are people rallying around Claudia's case? What sort of reaction has there been? Can you get a sense of the social media activism, letters sent? Is there enough being done?
There isn't enough being done, because some of the bigger organizations can definitely come forward and take a larger stance. For example, the people that are rallying in San Diego, they can, you know, we can have a bigger numbers there. We can have bigger numbers of people calling. Also, organizations, we need fellow organizations to send letters of support for her. So the people really need to step it up. Immigrant Youth Coalition has been, you know, doing the bulk of the work, but other organizations should be stepping up as well.
And are you recommending people contact Border Patrol directly? Can you give out the actions that you're expecting from people?
Yeah, so please find our Facebook page, Immigrant Youth Coalition. And the numbers change, honestly, they can change almost like 2 times, 3 times a day, because they will, like, lines will get full, or over the weekend it was very confusing because they transfer her from Border Patrol to an ICE detention center. So those numbers are always changing. So we really need people to keep up with the numbers and call, because you know, it's crucial. This is a crucial time for people to make those calls, because this is the time where they can just give discretion to her case and let her free so that she can apply for DACA.
Right. If she is deported, once that happens, then it becomes way harder, much, much harder, almost impossible to bring her back into the country. So while she remains in the country, in detention is the window of opportunity, right?
Correct. And it's actually, they haven't given her a court date yet, which makes it even like a, you know, this is the best time to advocate for her, because once she has a court date, that means she's in deportation proceedings. And right now she's detained. And right now they still have the discretion. It's still their choice. And she shouldn't be in there, because she's eligible for DACA. She should be let free so that she can apply for DACA and, you know, and just go back to school and go back to her community.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today and telling us about the work that you've done with Claudia and also about her case. Good luck to you. We'll certainly keep track of the story.
Thank you.
My guest is Maisha Arellano, member of the Immigrant Youth Coalition at San Fernando Valley. She's a former member of Immigrant Youth Coalition LA, where she worked with Claudia Rueda. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.